If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Rudeness.
Good morning.
The assembled mookage here can tell you that I laughed out loud several times reading your tweets.
Aw, thank you.
Trump, I'm not even running for president. Holt, your response, Secretary Clinton, wait, what? Next day headline, Clinton stumbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is hard to know what to expect tonight, right?
No, but I can tell you what'll happen after. First of all, forget about whatever the headlines are. The headlines will be whatever. You know, we'll have the New York Times and the Washington Post trying to make up for, you know, being complicit in getting us here with Trump. What'll happen is that for the people that are supporting Trump, it doesn't matter what he does. No,
yeah.
Their minds are not going to change. He could call Hillary the C word. He could go out there and just take a dump on the desk. He could do whatever. He could take out his junk and just start whipping it around. Well, it would be,
yeah, like just kind of right, like a,
yeah,
like a toothpick.
Well, we wouldn't actually see it. We'd just see his hand moving around in a
the Hubble telescope could see it,
gesture.
But yeah. That'd have to
matter.
Be an extreme close-up to actually see it, but I get your point.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So we won't.
You're not going to get
his point. It doesn't matter. They'll love him for whatever he says, whatever stupid crap comes dumping out of his mouth. They will love him for it.
You also tweeted, it's not Clinton's job to fact-check, you blithering hog. Hog C-word. Wow, that's a new one. It's Trump's job not to lie to the American people. Yes,
Right. Handy hint for all of you, for all of you Twitterers out there, or if you're posting comments, you can get away with a C word. I've found if you put an animal in front of it.
Really?
Oh. If you call someone an animal C word,
oh,
all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, he's referring to an animal C word.
Thanks for that. There's right wingers jumping on my Twitter feed right now. Rude. Thanks for that tip.
Hey, I am an English professor.
Thank you for that. You also tweeted, at this point in this stupid election, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump sat Vince Foster's remains in the front row at the debate.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we weren't surprised, and that we all thought, well, yeah, you know what, Donald Trump is the type of person that would invite Jennifer Flowers.
Right.
That, I think that reflects on Trump, even though Kellyanne Conway tried that bizarro thing of, you know, well, you know, that just shows how scared Hillary is that she,
right.
Or how easily fooled she is.
Yeah, he's such a good counterpuncher.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like so mean girls, right? She's like, I can't believe how easily baited they are. That was in my burn book. And by Jennifer Flowers. That's a good one, right? It was a joke. you tweeted, Clinton should have a line ready for when Trump lies. I think the fact checkers will want to check that and then talk policy. Because you're right, it is the problem is that she would get sucked into having to fact check him the entire night, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. She should not. She should say something like, you know, you might want to Google that.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you know, and then move on.
How about this? Just yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my plan.
Yeah. Just that doesn't sound like reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we know the lies he's going to tell. And unless Lester Holt is ready to say, dude, you did not, you were not against the Iraq war before the Iraq war started.
Wouldn't that be cool if they could just use dude, just dude?
Yeah. At some point, that's all, you say, that's all you can say to Donald Trump. Dude,
really? Come on.
Dude.
I also learned, because as you mentioned, you are a fancy professor, you tweeted, what's a large group of douchebags called? How about a Trump? As in, a Trump of douchebags won't shut the up at this bar.
Oh, man, that Trump was they were just so loud. It was like, and it was all about just stupid stuff. It was reality shows. And of course, they supported Trump. I mean, because you can't be a douchebag these days without supporting Trump.
Yeah.
By the way, it's a burden for the douchebag.
I loved your tweet last week. You said, hey, Donald Trump, usually the person who takes a victory lap after an act of terrorism is the terrorist. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's so predictable, too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and anytime there's a shooter, it's like, oh, well, you know, they were an immigrant. You know, not even finding out what their motivations are, just that they're an immigrant, ergo, they must be using immigrant evil to shoot up malls and things.
Right, right. And the latest I think we know with that, it looks like it was like his ex-girlfriend used to work at that
Macy's
or something. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So
anyway,
it was probably, you know, ISIS now says go shoot up your girlfriend's former girlfriend's store.
Yeah. You wrote a piece. If I could talk to Ted Cruz right now, here are a few things I'd tell him, because you are a helper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Always want to help Ted Cruz.
I was saying I love the meme with, what's his name again? Antonio.
Iñigo Montoya.
Iñigo Montoya.
I am Iñigo Montoya. You insulted my father and my wife. Prepare to be endorsed.
Yes.
What a weaselly douche Ted Cruz is. What a weasel.
Oh, my God. You know, he was gargling on Trump's testicles.
All right. Rude, Louise.
Such enthusiasm. I mean, I'm surprised he could even get the endorsement words out.
Okay, so let's see here. These are some of the things that you would like to say to Ted Cruz. Man, I hope that golden plate of you're eating sure tastes good. Number two, did Trump at least give you a reach around when he was you in the... Wow, that is rude, rude, rude. So I assume your father did work with Lee Harvey Oswald. Number four, and you've decided Heidi is kind of ugly. Number five, what breed of servile puppy dog are you now? Six, they make spines cheap these days. They disappear just a little while after you start using them. Seven, it's good to know that terrible people continue to be terrible even when they've had a chance at redemption. Number eight, holy crap, they must be laughing at you in Trump Tower tonight, like really deep, gasping guffaws. Number nine, I just want to know, did you give away a night with Heidi too? And then you say, number 11, honestly, this act of pure cowardice couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, at first we were all going to remember Ted Cruz as that weasel that finally got to walk upright, and now we just saw him go back to his weasel form.
That is true. You had a question. You tweeted, is the love for W. Bush? He should be pelted with garbage when he appears in public or, you know, tried for war crimes. Instead of getting a... How many of us would give a hug? What would we give for a hug like that from Michelle Obama?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know, that should be a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Come get a warm hug from Michelle Obama.
And George W. looked like a little koala. Just,
oh, my God. I mean, there really was something like, you know, a saint bestowing forgiveness on someone.
I know.
Right there.
I know. That's pure class. I'm telling you, we will not see the likes of them in the White House again. It really was.
You know, I just loved all the, I mean it ironically, all the Democrats have started saying, oh, look, you know, Democrats are about forgiveness.
Ugh.
And it's like, no, just because Trump's worse.
Not me. I'm about bitterness and holding grudges.
Yep.
Forever.
It's not just about grudges. It's like, you know why we're so effed right now? It's because of George Bush. So I'm sorry.
You're welcome, America.
Yeah. Just because he could give a nice speech at the opening of a museum whose funding he didn't veto. That's his big triumph.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, doesn't mean that all of a sudden we get to forgive him.
Yeah. Well, you know, our fantasy is always the same, that maybe she's just hugging him so they can get the handcuffs on before he goes to the Hague.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, oh, you closed your eyes. That was bad. You also retweeted, who is this douche? To all those who kneel during the anthem today, just remember how Jose Fernandez risked his life just for the chance to stand for it. And you said to all those who agree with this tweet, go yourselves. To use this tragedy, who obviously was killed in a boating accident this weekend. But
yeah, yeah. And it's an incredible story. I mean,
right.
Jose Fernandez's story. I mean, you know, it took him three tries to get over to the United States from Cuba.
Right.
He rescued his mother from drowning on the way. I mean, you know, it's...
Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah, you know, it's an incredibly sad story. So why not just say, make it all
Why not appropriate about, him before he's even cold as a, yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, if you wanted to write something about boating safety, that's fine. That seems appropriate. But to all of a sudden make it about, you know, another sport and kneeling during the national anthem, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
I did love somebody tweeted to me a photo of like two fat slobs sitting on a couch. And watching with their football flag, saying, you know, this is what 99.9% of Americans do at home during the national anthem.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Rude, I can't wait to read your rudeness from tonight's event.
Well, thank you. And am I seeing you on Saturday?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I totally forgot. Yes, I'll be in New York, sexy liberal.
Yes.
We shall see you there, sir.
All righty.
All right. Oh, my God, I totally forgot. I'm very excited now.
It's days and days away. The world is going to be upended by then.
Yes, exactly. Perhaps you will take me out for New York sushi, wherever it
ooh,
tastes like
ooh,
as tender as an angel's labia,
I
took you to in L.A.
I know some angel labia sushi.
Okay. Done. Okay.
All right.
See you Saturday. Bye, honey.
Bye.
All right.